So, you're already sitting where you're comfortable most at your house. Take a deep breath and relax to the space you're creating for yourself this morning. Slow, nourishing, conscious breath. Let yourself sink deeper into your heart, centering yourself more into your energy. Breathe and feeling more of that love you have for yourself, yes? Reaching out more into that love that is inside of you and expanding more from within, sending it out throughout your field. How much more of that love you can feel instantly as you sit down and begin your, let's say, meditation of the morning before the channeling. How instantly you can do it at any other time, at any moment of your day. Not even calling it a meditation, just a constant being of flow from your heart, from your love. So treat this moment as another practical way of just slipping into that special place that you know so well, that loves you so well. And that you love it back, because that's connected to the source, to the higher consciousness, to your light, to your infinite soul. And breathe through it even more, love through it even more, as you are holding on to your magnificence from within you, expanding out even more. Breathe. Feeling that stronger connection through your intuition, through your pineal, through your heart, all aligned together. As your multidimensionality increases, your awareness, your consciousness, as the feelings of noble attributes of love and compassion, of gratitude and kindness and joy and peace and harmony and balance, all these filling up more the space you are in. And connecting with everyone else that is joining us now in this virtual space. Hundreds of you joining hearts for this day, filled with energy, filled with love, filled with new awareness, new ways of feeling and thinking that soon will come down from you, from Mount Shasta, from the Stargate, from Pragit and Jules, guiding you into a full field day, walking into, you could say, taking another step into the new reality that we are all creating every day in this world. As nothing like this was predicted in a sense before, and we are recreating it. We are making it anew for ourselves, for a new energy, for a new human, for the magnificence of we are. Breathe. And open your hearts even more. Open your mind, open your heart, open your energy to the love, to the wisdom, and the guidance from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon. of magnetic service. It's difficult for many to truly understand what channeling might really be about. They will come in and say, well, channeling is that which is odd, maybe mysterious, even occult to some. Others recognize it for what it is. For it has been happening now for eons on this planet in so many different ways. Sometimes it is simply intuitive from the shaman. A shaman will intuit things and messages and go places and teach. Will understand the ancestors, be in touch with them even. It's all channeled. But when a human seems to then give a message from the other side of the veil that's dripping with love and honor and all, that becomes suspect somehow because it doesn't come from what you'd call an authorized source. Let me tell you about authorized sources. Some of them are in your Western culture. Some of them are in your Eastern culture. When you have an individual on the planet, perhaps they're even a very normal individual who is struck with the love of God, and suddenly they or the angels around them will give them messages and they will start writing them down as soon as they can. Some are in jail cells while they do it, some are not. But the words are so profound, they eventually become Holy Scripture. Most of what you read in your favorite scriptures from your favorite masters and their followers is channeled, dear ones. Is it authorized? Of course it is today, but at the time, it was not. So what truly is being authorized? The messages that I give you right now are for you. From this source, this angelic source who loves you beyond measure and wants you to know so much of who you are. There is a system that many hearing this don't really understand, or perhaps you weren't taught anything about it. I'm going to call it the Akash. That very name has so many definitions. It may seem like an energy, but it's an energy system of balance. There are those who think the Akash then represents your humanness, the soul, your humanness within the soul that would guide you through many lifetimes on the planet. Now, as soon as we say that, there are many who will shake their head and they say, well, I like it until you got to past lives, because we don't believe in past lives here in this modern country that my partner sits in. And you'd be right. Dear ones, I'll tell you the truth. This system is intuitive. The system is owned by so many indigenous for thousands of years in so many different ways they speak about. They believe they come back even as their own ancestors. What was the first organized religious spiritual system on the planet? If you go back and find what it was, many will say it's the Hindu. The staple was the Akash, that which is sometimes the energy of karma. That is what you do on this planet that creates an energy that you then deal with when you come back. The Buddhists feel the same thing. In fact, the Akash is so alive in that which is the Buddhists that some of them will choose their leaders by looking at their Akash while they're children. In other words, the priests will go, the monks will go to the village and find the new leader by looking simply at the children under 8 to see who it is. This is so common. More of the planet, dear ones, believes in past lives than not. You are the minority. You've thrown away the system in order to have another system. But I will tell you this. It doesn't mean it ceased to exist simply because you threw it away. It is one of the most profound drivers of human energy and what happens every day in your life. This Akash is going to be related to this subject in this channel of self-worth. First of all, I want you then to think for a moment. Take a breath. Dear old soul, whatever you think, you've been here before. You haven't just been here before. You have lived on this planet and experienced some of the most amazing things, horrific things, sad and happy. Imagine living lifetime after lifetime after lifetime in troubled times, but with an attribute that I want to talk about. Number one, this planet has literally slogged through dark energy for eons. With free choice, you have chosen not to awaken to war after war, to be in dark energy that lasts and lasts and doesn't seem to get any better. And that is why I'm here, dear ones, because the shift is upon us. That shift is going to affect reality, consciousness, all of the things that you thought were stable and set, including human nature, are changing. But that's not the subject. The subject is you and the old energy. Here is an attribute I want you to know about. Every single time you're on the planet, it's like a school. And what you learn is about yourself, human nature, what works and what doesn't. But the more times you've been here, the more enlightened you become about the school. And that means when you return, you have a feeling, I've been here before. Even if it is not present in your consciousness, your innate knows it, your pineal knows it. You've been here before. You kind of know how things work. By the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh time that you come and go, you're an old hand at it, they say. You're experienced at it, and something else starts to grow. Your awareness of the Creator. Even though the planet may be in shambles regarding maturity of consciousness, even though it may be the lowest energy you can imagine, at some level there's a spark in you that remembers. Every single lifetime is a layer, old soul. It is a layer of experience that leads to that which you finally seem to grasp. You're not alone. There's a creative source. There's a love in this universe. More than that, there are things you can do to create healing, change your reality. Prayer starts to come in mind in many different ways, different kinds of descriptions of it. Meditation is a form of prayer. Being quiet and saying nothing is a form of prayer. Simply being sit and being loved is a form of prayer. You have the acknowledgement that you're pulling in an outside source. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, you get to a place where you absolutely know it. You're born knowing it. But you're still facing a very ugly earth, aren't you? How many times have you been here, do you think? If you are Lemurian, it's been thousands. Even the old soul who's been here less than 100 still has that attribute. You know better. You know things. And what you see around you does not reflect the magnificence that you know is God. So what seems to happen to you? Imagine for a moment that you come into this planet in a semi-awakened state, and that means that you have some inkling that there's something on the other side of the veil. Or even better, perhaps you've come back with a full awakening and you know there's something there and you know about prayer and you know that the majesty of God is there. You feel like there's angelic properties in things. Perhaps you even start to ally with Gaia. What happens to you when that takes place? I'll tell you this. If you even mention it in a low energy, they will ask you to leave the village because you don't conform. And you'll say, to conform to what? You don't conform to a low energy consciousness. Not too long ago, let's say you attended a very festive occasion. They're going to behead a number of people on a stage. Don't forget to bring your kids. This isn't that far away from today, dear ones. That happened. And let's say you come and you see it and you're horrified because your consciousness is a sweet one because you're an old soul. So what do you do about that? And the answer is, you learn to say nothing, because if you say, I don't agree with this, this is not right, there's something we're missing, they'll point at you and say, you're next for beheading, because you will appear to have magic. You will appear to be in a place that they cannot understand. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, you had to awaken and learn to be quiet about what you know. Dear ones, I'll tell you what that does. He said, by the time you get to this time, this civilization, this culture, you feel beat up. You feel that you better not say anything. You remember what happened the last time, last time, last time, last time. Perhaps some of you were killed because of it. Some of you were put in odd places. Many of you were ostracized because of it. Some of you actually were shamans. Some of you had the magic. Some of you could heal, but don't tell anybody because they think you're a witch. That's how low the energy has been on this planet. And that's why when you awaken this time, your Akash rings with a message, be quiet, don't do anything, just sit there. It causes a feeling of very low self-worth because you cannot do anything that you came for. Nobody knows you. Nobody believes you. And you sit there just walking through a planet where you know so much more. You can see other dimensions, and yet those around you want to simply stay in the one they are. You can see color when all around you they see black and white. That leads you right to now. There's a shift going on, dear ones. Color is coming. Your time is here. All that you've walked through has led you to a place, and the only thing we have to tell you is that lack of self-worth because of the past has to be dropped. And it's not that hard, because suddenly there are those who will believe you. Suddenly there are those all around you who want and need what you have. If you're a healer, they want what you have. If you're one who can see perhaps a little greater things than others and you have a better intuition to guide here and there, they want this. They're not going to take care of you this time. They're not going to behead you this time. They're not going to put you in a corner this time. They're going to ask you what you have because they want it. Light starts to be attractive. Light starts to come into this planet far, far better than it ever has. The shift is allowing for this. Things are not always as they seem, dear ones. But now you're here on purpose. If you sit and think that this planet is pushing on you and you're a victim, you haven't got it yet. This planet is waiting for you to stand up and greet it and say, I am here and I've gone through school. And this is my graduation. Now pay attention, because I have things that you want and need, including benevolence, kindness, compassion. That's what you're here for. Not to sit and grovel and not feel you're worth anything. That's the change. And that's why you're an old soul, and that's what you've got to learn, dear ones. This is the message of Kryon today. It's about self-worth. And so it is.